Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our subject today is be focused on Jesus. Be focused upward. The Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. What kind of race do believers run? Who sets the race parameters? It's a race we define. Is it a race that we define and purpose for ourselves? This passage draws from events of foot races of ancient Israel, Greece, and in Rome. It was written to encourage and to challenge believers to persevere in their faith, especially in the midst of trials and persecution. Athletes in a race were surrounded by rows and rows of spectators, pictures for us as great cloud of witnesses. The witnesses of the believers' race are listed in the previous chapter of Hebrews 11, the men and women of God whose faithful lives were recorded in the Old Testament. These saints persevered despite unimaginable oppression and cruelty, were commended for their faithfulness. What this verse says is that their testimony lives on. Their unyielding faith bears witness to the promises of Jesus Christ, urging us to follow their example and run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us. The race, then, is the Christian life. It's a marathon, it's not a sprint. We are called to stay the course and remain faithful to the end. Paul used the same picture near the end of his life when he wrote, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. In our fast-pacing, attention-grabbing world, it is easy to get caught up in a daily grind, get distracted, and lose sight of the true purpose of life, which is the worship and love of Jesus. Yet we are told to run our race with our eyes focused on Christ. How can we resist the allurement of the world and keep our focus where it belongs, to Jesus Christ? To focus is to direct our attention or our concentration on something or someone. If we are focused on Christ, then he has our attention. We concentrate on him and his word. He occupies the forefront of our minds. Such a focus is only fitting because Jesus is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that everything he might have the supremacy of the supremacy. It's his right that he should be our focus. In the previous chapter, Paul was writing of heroes of faith in the past. Despite greatest trouble, they remain faithful. Paul mentioned them as an encouragement for us to run the race with perseverance. How do we focus on Christ? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We are to focus on things above, remembering that Christ is seated in the place of glory and power. The reason for the command is also given because we have been raised to new life in Jesus Christ. To focus on the things above, we must consciously remove our focus from everything that is earthly. The reason is that we have died to self. Christ is our very life. Helping us to stay focused on Christ is a reminder that Jesus is coming again. And we will see him. When we see him, we see glory. Hebrews 2 lists some of the things that Christ has done or is still doing for us. In verse 14, he shared our humanity. He broke the power of the devil. He freed us. He is our merciful and faithful high priest. He suffers for us. He helps those who are tempted of this world. And because of all this, it says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we confess. Fix your thoughts on him alone. How can you stay focused? I give you some practical ways that you can stay focused on Christ. The first one, commit yourself to reading the Bible. It is impossible for a believer to be consistently in the world without having the attention drawn again and again on Christ. The scriptures point to me, Jesus said in John 5:37, and also Luke 24:44, and Hebrews 10:7. He said, the scriptures point to me. To focus on the Word of God is to have the Son of God brought more into focus. Number two, develop your prayer life. If you want to know how to pray, read Jesus' instruction to his disciples in Luke 11:1-13. As you speak to the Lord throughout your day, you will naturally be more focused on him. Whether small things or big things, we can come to the Lord with any and all of our cares. The command to pray continuously is in Thessalonians. Pray continuously, without stopping, and to always be in attitude and atmosphere of inconstant prayer. Number three, trust the Lord as your only protector. It says in Psalm 25, verse 15, my eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He will release my feet from the snare. Once we understand the spiritual dangers that we face day by day, we will focus more on Christ, our own one and only Savior, who alone has the power of deliverance. Number four, recognize your need of the Lord as a source of good things. Psalm 123, verse 2 says, behold, as the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord, our God. The world offers various means of obtaining love, joy, and peace, but they are destined to disappoint. The believer understands that love, joy, peace, and many other gifts are the direct result of our relationship with God. See the world for what it is, a sin-filled place of desperate need. The darker the world is to us, the more clearly we see the light of Christ, and it will stand out. It's not hard to focus on a light in a darkened room. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, it says, we also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Those who stay focused on Christ will find that their perspective on worldly things is changing. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. We have to throw off everything that hinders us, all the sin that so easily entangles. What are the things in your life that are hindering your spiritual growth? If something is hindering your growth, you have to throw it out of your life. Is it material possessions? Is it unhealthy relationships or specific sins? The metaphor of sin as something that entangles suggests it traps and restricts your movement forward. Identifying and addressing these hindrances is crucial for spiritual progress. We are encouraged to run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us. This isn't a sprint. This is a marathon for life. The race marked out for us indicates that God has a unique path for each one of us. As we prepare to run this race with perseverance, despite challenges, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. This verse emphasizes the importance of focusing on Jesus. He is a pioneer because he blazed the trail of faith, and the perfecter because he brings it to completion. Keeping our eyes on Jesus means looking to him as our example, the source of strength and ultimate goal. How often do you find yourself distracted from Jesus? And how can you reflect How can you redirect your focus? Distractions are everywhere in today's world. Social media is a big problem. Work pressures and personal ambitions can easily divert our attention from our spiritual goal. Reflecting Hebrews 12:1-2 reminds us to stay focused on what truly matters. Our relationship with Christ, living and living out our faith. Eric Liddell, an Olympic runner, famously refused to compete on a Sunday because of his faith. Liddell's dedication to his beliefs, despite immense pressure, mirrors the call from Hebrews 12:1-2 to run our race with perseverance and shed anything that hinders us. His life was a testimony to keeping his eyes fixed on Jesus, and his legacy continues to inspire many today. Hebrews 12:1-2 serves as both an encouragement and a challenge. It reminds us of the witnesses who gave before us, who have gone before us, calls us to remove any hindrance, and urges us to run our race with persevering by focusing on Jesus Christ. Reflect on these verses and consider how they shape your daily life and your faith journey. Are you ready to run this race with perseverance and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus? How can we run our spiritual race with endurance? We can run our spiritual race with endurance by fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Just as athletes focus on the finish line to push through the race, we must keep our gaze on Jesus as our ultimate example. He endured the cross, and he overcame sin and death, showing us that with his strength, we can persevere through our own struggles. Also, we should lay aside every weight and sin that hinders us in the race. We can move forward with greater speed and freedom by letting go of every distraction and anything that slows us down. This requires self-discipline and a willingness to surrender to God, trusting him to guide us and to sustain us along the way. Finally, we are encouraged to consider Jesus' endurance in the face of opposition, so that we may not grow weary or lose heart. We can find the motivation to press on with perseverance and determination by reflecting on his steadfastness and the ultimate reward that awaits us. With Jesus as our model and strength, we can run our spiritual race with endurance and faith until we reach the finish line. Amen.